shalom, and fortitude deals with the affections and gives us courage. So now, prudence. Prudence just means practical common sense. We used to use the term horse sense. Most people today aren't around horses enough to understand, but it just means good sense, you understand. Now, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, this is an unabashed plug here. Nathan, our son, who wrote this book, Wisdom Chaser. Now, you'll have to get the book to know why he called it Wisdom Chaser. But at 3 o'clock, he and I together will work on some wisdom teaching. And so we'll try to unpack that a little bit this afternoon. But just a couple of words about prudence or wisdom. It's the ability to see things through, to have thought it through, to understand the consequences or where it leads. See, one of the problems today is that Christian people feel that faith does away with prudence. I mean, you know, if you went over to the San Diego Zoo and stuck your head into the mouth of a lion to demonstrate your faith, I would just say you're foolish. That's not faith, that's imprudence, see? And we get these things all mixed up. Remember what I said yesterday? Faith is the resting of the heart in the sufficiency of the evidences. And there's sufficient evidence to understand that God's in charge of this world. And prudence helps us in just good, practical, common sense. Solomon was prudent. And you remember the story of the two women that came in with the baby. And his answer was prudent. And so we learn how prudence works. I mean, one of our problems, other Christians, it's like, well, Jesus said we're supposed to be like children, you know. And then what they end up doing is just foolish things. Our faith needs to be mature. We're to be childlike, but have mature thinking. You've probably heard the story of the astronomer and the theologian sitting on a plane together, and they learn about each other, and the astronomer says, well, I'll give you my view of religion. It is the golden rule.